Fact check, Florida's Don't Say Gay Bill Doesn't Mention Gay would apply to primary grades. By Joel B. Polak on February 9, 2022. Claim, conservative Florida legislators are targeting vulnerable gay, lesbian, bisexual, transgender, and intersex children. Verdict, false. The legislation does not mention any particular sexuality and applies to teaching in primary grades. The Biden White House has attacked a Florida bill restricting the teaching of sexuality among young children that Democrats are referring to as Don't Say Gay. But the bill does not refer to gay and only applies from kindergarten through third grade. On Tuesday, the White House claimed, today, conservative politicians in Florida advanced legislation designed to attack LGBTQ+ kids. The I, a new Biden-era addition to the acronym, stands for intersex, and refers to those who are born with biological characteristics that are not typically male or female. The White House specifically referred to the legislation as Don't Say Gay. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki claimed Tuesday that the bill was designed to target and attack the kids who need the support. Support the most, kids from the LGBTQ+ community who are already vulnerable to bullying. But the legislation that is causing such a stir among Democrats and journalists does not mention gay or any specific sexuality. The text of the relevant portion of the bill reads, "A school district may not encourage classroom discussion about sexual orientation or gender identity in primary grade levels or in a manner that is not age-appropriate or developmentally appropriate for students." The term primary grade levels was vague enough that the author of the legislation, Representative Joe Harding, R. Williston, faced questions about it in committee discussions. He said that the East Tampa area NBC affiliate WFLA-8 reported, facing questions from other members of the committee. Harding said teachers, school administrators, counselors were recognized as those who could decide what qualified as age or developmentally appropriate. Harding also said children ages 6, 7, 8 to 11 years old were what he viewed as qualifying for the primary grade levels the bill, if passed, would bar from discussion of sexual orientation or gender identity. Upon further questions during the hearing, Harding clarified that he would consider primary grades as K-5. Upon questions by Eight on Your Side, the Florida Department of Education said it considers grades K-12 as primary grade levels. However, representatives at the committee hearing said clarification of what constitutes primary schools are not defined in the Florida statutes, and requested an amendment to the bill to clarify the age range Harding intended. Such an amendment has not yet been adopted, which critics of the bill may have exploited to suggest that it refers to older students. The legislation is motivated by concerns among parents that transgender ideology and discussions of sexuality in general are being imposed on prepubescent children. The bill passed a Florida House of Representatives committee vote last month, and the Florida Senate is considering a similar bill. Psaki said Wednesday that the bill attempts to really regulate what students can or cannot read, what they can or cannot learn, and, most troubling, who they can or cannot be. However, every school district in the country has policies that regulate curriculum choices. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. He is the author of the recent ebook, Neither Free Nor Fair, The 2020 U.S. Presidential Election. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.